The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Ketubot has been dedicated by our dear friend Mr. Elliot Shasho. Hashem Yishmineu V'Hayehu. May the zikut of the limud of Masechet Ketubot stand for him that he should have Be'azat Hashem, Hashanah Tovah Mborechet, Osher Ve'osher Ve'chavod, Shalom Bayit V'Hatzlacha Bechol Ma'aseh Yadav. And Be'azat Hashem, may he continue to be a supporter of Torah and all holy projects. Amen. Daf Samech. Today's daf has been dedicated by Mr. Victor Gindi, Hashem Yishmineu V'Hayehu, for continued Hatzlacha in all his endeavors, continued success, Bri'ut, health, happiness, and all good things. Amen. Today's daf is being studied in the Nishmat Avraham ben Esther, Hashem Tenechanu ben Eden. Amen. Ufuat Shalema, Yosef ben Sarah, Rahamim ben Adel, Sarah bat Rachel. Enna Refan and Em, Betok Sharuch Ga'amu Yisrael. Amen. We begin today's daf on Nuntet Amud Sheni, on the bottom of the daf, with the words Im Haya Makira. So we learned in a Braita that according to Bet Shammai, well, there's no obligation, let's say, to nurse the lady, the wife is not obligated to nurse the child when she's married, but everybody agrees that if they got divorced, so then even Bet Hillel says there's no obligation anymore to nurse the child. There's no obligation that the lady has to have a husband after she gets divorced. But in a case where the child recognizes the mother, and he only wants a nurse from the mother, so the husband or former husband is obligated to pay his wife, and he can force her to nurse the child b'pnei sakana, because the child is in sort of danger. So the Gemara says, ad kama. The Gemara says, how old is the child that you say he recognizes the mother? Which is, what age already could you start saying that the child has a certain amount of intellect where he knows the difference between his mother and somebody else? So Amar Abba, Amar Yirmiyah, but Abba, Amar Rav, Shlosha Chodashim. Which is, after 3 months, it's already, you could assume, or it's possible, let's say, for a child to recognize his mother over somebody else. Less than 3 months, the kid's too small, he's not going to recognize, it's not even a She'ela. This is She'ela, doesn't start of Makira until 3 months old. Shmuel amar shelushim yom. Shmuel says 30 days already the child can recognize. V'Rabbi Yishak amar Rabbi Yohanan hamishim yom. He says 50 days already the child can recognize. So we have a three-way machloket: 3 months, 30 days, 50 days. Amar Rav Shimi bar Abaye halacha k'Rabbi Yishak she'amar mishum Rabbi Yohanan, which means the minimum is 50 days. She's after 50 days that already you could. It's possible that the child is makir. Bishtama Rav and Rabbi Yohanan. So the Gemara says, I understand Rav and Rabbi Yohanan, the 3 months or the 50 days. I can understand their logic. Kol had vehad ki horfe. Each one is picking a time where the child's intellect already is developed enough that he can recognize his mother. Which means the machloket is in harifut. There are certain children, they don't get this sharp until 3 months old, and Rabbi Yohanan says, no, you know what, you can get it even after 50. But the Gemara says, Ela l'Shmuel, ki ay gavdam hima shkahatla? Which means, could a child at 30 days, the Gemara is assuming that 30 days is already, you know, could be, it's a short cut-off point. Does a child already have wisdom at 30 days old that he can know between his mother and somebody else? I mean, that's an early stage, the Gemara is asking. The Gemara says, Kiata, Rami Bari Haskel, Rami Bari Haskel, Kevim Eretz Yisrael, Amar, Lo Tetzitunu Lahani Klale, do not listen to these rules, Dechayil Yehuda Achi, that my brother Yehuda said over, Mishemid Shmuel. Which means he misquoted Shmuel. Shmuel didn't say 30 days. Don't listen to my brother what he said about quoting Shmuel. That's not what he said. Haki Amar Shmuel, this is what Shmuel said. Kozeman Shemakira, all the time that he is Makir, which means, third line of Rashi, En Shi'ur LaDavar. Which means he didn't give any cutoff point. Ela bibdika adavar talui. Check. Im enoro aim shemakira akofe.
Im anu roim shemakira. If you see that the child recognized the mother, kofa omni kato b'schar mafilu grisha, which means he didn't give any cutoff point 30 days, not 30 days. He just said doing a check, and you'll see if he's makir or not. So the Gemara says, what's exactly? How do you do this checking exactly over here? So the Gemara says, ha'i the atayle kamed ishwel. A lady came in front of Shmuel. She was girusha. She was divorced. And she didn't want to nurse the child. Right? And the husband saying, no, you got to nurse the child. So what happened? Amale Rabdimi Bar Yosef Zil Badka. All right, go test her. Go see if the child is Makira or not. Azal. So he went. Utba Bidaradinche. He put her in a lineup with other ladies. He stood her up with all the different women in a line. Vishakle Libra. Then they took the baby. Vikamahadar Le Alayu. And they passed the baby around from one lady to the other. Each lady's holding the baby for a little while. They're passing it down the line. When it got to the mother, the baby was lifting his head and looking directly at the mother. Which means that she's language, just so you get the language, is masvim mabit. Which means he was staring at the mother, which means he recognized, obviously, that this was somebody he knows. Mm-hmm. All the other ladies, the kid's head was down. Got to the mother, and the kid looked up and looking. So what did she do? Kamshatini li'aneh mineh. She turned her face away. She didn't want the kid to look at him and start crying or whatever it is getting, no. So she turned her head away. Right? So the Gemara says, Amar le, Amar la. So the rabbi tells her, right, Abdimi Bar Yosef, Nataf Enayich, put your eyes down. Jeez, what are you turning your head away for? Look at the child, put your eyes down. Kum Dareberech, go and lift your child up, take your child, which means the kid recognizes you. You cannot deny it, it's Makira. So that's the test that you do. You compare it to the other lady, you see the kid's reaction. In this case over here, it was clear. So he says, Si'ibenech, you know, go take your child. Some minayada. So the Gemara says, how does a blind Barminan child know? Is it possible that a blind child could recognize his mother over somebody else? So the Gemara says, Amar Avashe Bereha Ubta'ama, with the smell of his mother and the taste of the milk. Some say that reha over here is talking about the smell of her breath, and the ta'ama is also the milk. It seems each milk has a distinct taste that the child recognizes. Therefore, even a someh, it's possible to recognize the mother from those properties. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a braita. Yonek tinok veholech ad 24 chodesh. Okay. Time for nursing a child is 24 months. And that's the maximum time, according to Tanna Kamma, you can nurse a child for 24 months. Mikan va'ilach ki yonek sheketz. After 24 months, it's like the child is nursing something that's isur. It's like he's yonek sheketz. That's it. After 24 months, it's isur already. That she says ki ili yonek davar meshukatz. It's as if he's nursing something that's meshukatz, that's isur, like a sheketz, right? So that's according to Tanna Kamma. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Afilu Arba Vechameh Shanim. No, a child can nurse 4 or 5 years old. Depends. If he's healthy, 4 years old. If he's a little weak, 5 years old. But you can go 4 or 5 years old. That's why Tosfot understands 4 or 5. Pirash Leachar Estim Varba Chodesh. Oh, but once already, let's say, the child stopped nursing after 24 months for a certain period of time. Once already he stopped, he was weaned for a little while. The chozer, and then he goes back to your neck shekets. That's already again your neck shekets. So even the Rabbi Yoshua holds that while you can nurse till 4 or 5 years old, but once you stop for a period of time after 24 months, can't go back. And if they bring the kid back, so it's already considered your neck shekets. It's like you're giving him something that is meshukatz. So now the Gemara is going to analyze. Amar Mor, we have a statement. Mikan ve'ila ki yonek sheketz. He said from 24 months and on, it's considered like yonek sheketz. Urmini, we have a contradiction. Yachol yehalav malche shetayim tameh. So now we're going to explain, how do you even know that the mother's milk is permissible? Stam, how do you know mother's milk in general is kasher, is edible? So the Gemara says, I'm going to give a proof. Yachol yehalav malche shetayim tameh. Who's considered a Mehalcheh Shtayim? A person that walks on two. person who walks on two is a human being. They call him Malchei Shtayim. So the Gemara says, would you have thought that the milk of a human being, of a lady, is forbidden? Would you think it's asur? Vidinu. You know what? I could make you a kal vachomer to say it's asur. Why? Uma behema. When it comes to a behema, for example, a behema teme'ah. Let's take a camel, okay? Shekalta b'maga'a. You touch a camel when it's alive. Is there any tum'ah when a camel's alive? There's no tum'ah. Even if it's animal's teme'ah, its flesh does not exude tum'ah when it's alive. So we're lenient on its maga'a when it's alive. And still what? Ihmarta bihilba'a. And still we say the camel's milk is forbidden. Adam. Shehmarta b'maga'o. A human being, a lady that is teme'ah even when she's alive. She says tum'at nida'a. If you touch her, you become tameh. Enodin shetahmir bihilba'o. Or the most, we should also the milk. If the animal that it itself, when it's alive, doesn't exude tuma, but its milk is forbidden, so a lady that is teme'ah when she's alive, or the most, her milk should become forbidden. That's the Gemara's kav v'chomer. Have amina. Tamud lomar, but we have a pasuk. Gezerat katuv et hagamal ki ma'ale gerahu. It says that the gamal is forbidden. Right? Because it only has one of the two signs. So the Gemara makes a diuk over here on this statement over here. Hu tameh ve'en halab malche shetayim tameh el atahor. The Gemara, when the Torah goes out of its way to say tameh hu, which means it is tameh, to exclude something else. Camel, the milk is tameh. Mashen candy, milk of a human being is tahor. The hu is coming to exclude. This year, the exclusion of something else. You know, you have a kavah homer to say asur, but I have a gezat katuf. Gezat katuf. So now I know that what mother's milk is mutar. So the Gemara says, okay, yachol otzi et halav. Gemara says, okay, I understand. I'm going to exclude halav from the isur, meaning halav will be permissible. She'eno shave bakol, because it's not equally forbidden across the board. What do you mean? Because even by animals, there are certain animals that the milk is kosher. Right? Take a cow. The cow's milk is kosher. So therefore, it's not shaveh bakol. By milk, I understand there's room to be lenient. Because even by animals, some milk is kosher. So therefore, I understand why you choose milk to say that mother's milk is okay. Because it's not a conclusive isur even by animals. But, velo otzi et adam. But maybe I'm going to say what? That the blood of a human being should be asur, shu shaveh bakol. Because that's equally asur. The blood of every animal is isur. So therefore, maybe I'll come and say that the Torah, when it came along and gave this exclusion, it's only about the milk. Milk can be more lenient. My blood, blood is shaveh bakol. No, every animal's blood is forbidden. And therefore, maybe human blood should also be forbidden to consume. Again, we have a gezrat katuf. Who? Who tame? Ve'en dam malche shetayim tame el atahor. Again, the blood only of animals is forbidden, but the blood of a human being is mutar. Ve'amar av sheshat afilu mitzvat pirisha en bo. When we get to the milk, going back to the milk, Rav Sheshat's making a statement. When we said that mother's milk is permissible, it's permissible not only from the Torah, but there's not even a mitzvah to be poresh. There's no stringencies from the rabbis. I mean, mother's milk is permissible legamre. Oh, so then the question then we're back is, what happens after 2 years? Or I should say, what happens after 24 months, to be more precise? You told me after 24 months, you next shake it. You next shake it. Mother's milk is permissible. We have gizot to get over here. Now you tell me, after 24 months, you next shake it. So what happened over here? So Gemara says, la kasha. Ha de parish, ha de lo parish. Oh, we have a klal over here. Ha diktani mutar. That which we learned, mother's milk is permissible. Kishepiresh medadeh ha'isha lichli. That's when you extracted it from the mother's breast and you put it in a vessel, that mother's milk is permissible. Ve'yonek menadad ki yonek sheketz midrabbanan. However, when the child is nursing, that already is forbidden midrabbanan. Meaning like this. Really, to nurse from the mother, the rabbis will say nursing from the mother. But what? For the first 24 months, the kid needs the milk, so we can't also say it. The kid needs it. After
after 24 months already. So now already the Hakamim assume you don't need that anymore. Now if the kid wants to drink it from when it comes out of into a cup, no problem, mother's milk is permissible. But to drink from the dad after 24 months, that already, not that the milk per se becomes it's the same milk. But what, they don't want the child to nurse after 24 months. Some Mefarshim learned that it's like a Balta Shaketsu. It's already after 24 months, it's not a proper item. It's like a disgusting thing for a child after that age, let's say, to do such a thing. But they rabbinically forbade such an item. So they were really, mother's milk is permissible forever. Meaning, when Rav Sheshat made a statement and said, there's not even a Gezrat de Rabbanan. That's when it's in a cup. Which means, if it's in a cup, the kid could be 5 years old. Entry kid is no problem. However, from the mother's dad, so that's already, yeah, right, 6 or 7, exactly. So to 20 years old, there's no issue. But the point is, once it's in the dad, if they gave it 24 months, it gave you sudra banan.
Yeshua let you directly
go 5 years. Go away, go slow. Right, that's right. That's the machloket. Yeshua is after 5 years old, but after 5 years old, you have to stop. There's always a cutoff. So the Gemara says, now, the hilufa bedam. The opposite applies to blood. Meaning like this, by mother's milk, when it's in a cup, it's permissible. But when it's in the dad, it's forbidden. Dam is the exact opposite. Kedetanya, dam sha'al gabe kikar. You have blood, let's say, that's on a loaf of bread. The guy bites into a loaf of bread, his gums were bleeding. So that is some blood now on the loaf. Gorero ve'ochlo. So the deen is you have to scrape off the blood, and then you can eat the bread. Shibena shinayim, but let's say it's still in your mouth. The blood is between his teeth, his gums were bleeding. Motzetzo ve'enu hoshesh. He can suck the blood and swallow it, no problem. So you see, by blood it's the opposite. So long as it's still inside, it's permissible. Once it comes out, it's forbidden. By milk, once it comes out, it's okay. When it's in the dad, it's forbidden. Blood is the opposite. It comes out, already asur. It's in the body still, it never came out of your mouth yet, swallow it. Now what's the logic in this gezerot? So she gives us the logic over here. The halufat bedam. The opposite applies to blood. The mediparish asur midrabbanan. The mechlaf bedam behema. The concern is once the blood of a human being comes out of his mouth, and somebody else is eating it, so the people are going to think, dam behema is permissible. So it's a gezera. Dam behema achal. They're going to see it and say, the guy ate dam behema. You can't tell them between the dams. They ate blood. Dam sha'al kikar. Kegon shin nashko, right? He bit into the bread. Vinikar bo dam ashinayim. Gorero, you scrape off the dam. Motzitzo. Now, when the blood's in your mouth, nobody sees what you're doing. So nobody's going to come to matir dam behema if you come and swallow the blood that's in your mouth. So it's like a maritayin situation over here. That really, really, minatorah, the dam that's even outside of your mouth should be permissible. Minatorah, dam is mutar. Who tameh in dam al-cheshtayim tameh? Oh, but the rabbis made a gezerah. When the blood comes out, people see you eating it, they're going to say what? Oh, the guy's eating dam behema. Oh, gezerah, guy with dam behema. But shake what's in your mouth, who sees anything? Nobody sees anything. Now continue, Rashi. Or continue, motzet. So right, da'alek ad-hazile. Now when it comes to the... When it comes to the milk, let's discuss the logic of the milk. When it comes into a cup, there's no reason to be osir, because nobody's going to come and say that, oh, he's drinking camel's milk, because it looks different. When you have the mother's milk in the cup, he's like, oh, the guy sees I'm drinking mother's milk. I don't know, maybe say, go drink camel. Why don't you make that gezerah? Because it doesn't look the same. Blood is blood. Blood looks like the same thing. Mother's milk has distinct properties. So therefore, when it's in the cup, what should I make a gezerah? It's kosher.
You also have kosher milk from a cow.
Also have kosher milk from a cow as well. But it's not shaveh b'chol. It's not shaveh b'chol. And I'm not worried about cows because it looks different as well. Mashaken, when it's in the dad, then already the hachamim will say it after a certain time, because it's been extracted from the dad after a certain age. The rabbis said that that's kiyonek shekets. Let's discuss just some of the halachot that come out of this come out of this deen. So the halakha writes in Shulchan Aruch Yoreh De'ah Siman Pe Aleph Halakha Zayin Tinok Yonek Ad Sof Dalet Shanim Lebari V'Hamisha Lekachush. Okay, so Rabbi Yoshua, like the Tosafot explained, 4 years old if he's healthy, 5 years old if he's weak. Im lo pirash, if he didn't stop. Aval im pirash, and we'll see exactly how long, the Gemara is going to tell us how long is pirash considered. Lo yahziruhu, then you can't put him back. V'hu shepiresh mitoch buryo. That's what you're talking about if he was stopped nursing out of, because he was healthy. Aval im lo pirash ela mitoch choli. Let's say the kid got sick, so for a couple of days he wasn't nursing. So, sheni yacholinak, yacholim nachzirolinak. You can put him back. Ad dalet vehe shanim v'im yesh sakana. If the kid stopped nursing out of health, and then the kid was in danger, so of course you put him back without a sheila. Mahazirin afilu ar kama yamim. You can put him back, no problem. Mushaa shafas sakana posig. But once the sakana passes, already you have to stop, because once already he was weaned from health. So then already he cannot go back, only mishum sakana. Betoch kaftal el chodesh, within 24 months, halakha brings down, afilu pirash betoch buryo chozer. We can go back, which is the law of not going back only kicks in after 24 months. Within 24 months, even if he was weaned for a couple of days, he's permissible to go back. Halav isha mutar, afilu lechatahila. Okay, that's halakha. The milk, mother's milk is permissible. Vehu Shepirash kegon shehalavto letoch keli. Good. It's only permissible when it's in a it's in a vessel, like we learned. Aval gadol ayonek mishne isha. Gadol is either after 24 months and he was weaned and so on and so forth. Ki yonek sheretz umakino to makat mardut. It's a sudra banan, like we learned in the Gemara. They give him makat mardut. Next halakha is by blood. Dam adam. In piresh mimenu, if it came out of him, asur mishum marit ayin. It's only asur gezerat rabbanan marit ayin. Lefichach in nashach akikar b'shinav, v'yatsa dam mishinav al gabei akikar sarich legarero. You have to scrape it off. Legarero. Aval dam sheben hashinayim motzetzo. But the blood that's in between the person's teeth, the person brushes his teeth, right? And sometimes they bleeds. So if you swallow that blood, there's no isur beklal. That's dam dam shelo pirash, that is permissible. Tanya, Rabbi Mirinos Omer. Okay, Rabbi Mirinos says, Sarah Halakha. Goneyach yonek halav b'shabbat. You have a guy who's a goneyach. What's a goneyach? So that she tells us, that is a fellow hamiyalel mecheev libo. He has a heartache. And the Gemara says that the cure for heartache is for him to suck the milk of a goat. If he sucks goat's milk, that's permissible. The problem is, sucking goat's milk on Shabbat is Isur. What's the Isur? There's one of the Isurim is, of the Melachot of Shabbat, is Dash. Dash is threshing. What's the properties of Dash? Where you smash the wheat, the chaff, and the chaff separates, and the kernel comes out. It's extracting like the food from the chaff, right? To a melacha. That's called dash. So there's also a toldah of dash. One of the toldot of dash is mefarek. Mefarek toldah de dash means that to nurse, or to, let's say, milk a cow on Shabbat would be Isur of Mefarek. Because what are you doing? It's similar. Through an action, you're extracting the good, the milk, from the flesh, which is unedible at that point. So therefore, it's Mefarek Toda Dedash. Also, this guy over here has got a heartache on Shabbat. And the only way he can cure himself is why he's got to go to the Ez. And he's got to suck the milk from the Ez. And that's Mefarek. Is he allowed to do that on Shabbat or not? Now let's be very clear. If the guy's in sakana, there's no gemara. We don't need a gemara to tell us that the guy has sakana. So pikuach nefesh duhai kol haTorah kol haVaday can go yonek, and there's no issue from the dad of the eyes. But the case over here is talking about over here where he's not in sakana, but he's in sa'ar. He's in pain. So the gemara is going to say, huh? The gemara is going to say what? That really mefarek is forbidden, but what? Since over he's been kum tzar, And this type of mefarek is kil ahar yad. You're not doing it in the normal fashion. The normal way you do it is with your hands. You milk a goat. This guy's doing it directly from his mouth. He's putting it on the dad of the eyes. So it's mefarek kil ahar yad bimkom tsar. The Mirinos is going to say mutar. So let's read this inside again. Gemara says, Tanya Rabbi Mirinos omed goneyach yonek chala b'shabbat. My ta'ama yonek mefarek kil ahar yad. This is already doing it because doing it with his mouth. You don't normally milk a goat with his mouth. Umimkom sa'ara lo gazu rabbanan. In case of sa'ara, so the rabbis already, they wave their isud over here. Now, there's a whole Tosfot over here that comes along and says, you didn't even have to tell me the kil ahar yad business. We have a rule that we learned in Masechet Shabbat, according to one shita at least, that dash only applies, and it's toladot, to gidule karka, the things that grow from the ground. Where's the original dash? By wheat. So therefore the toldot have to be similar to the av. So therefore there's no dash if it's not an item that grows from the ground. So the animal doesn't grow from the ground. So therefore this whole mefarek is kil ahar yad because it's not gidule karka. Which means you don't have to say you did it in an unusual manner. Even if you did it in the usual manner, it's not the normal mefarek. Because mefarek only applies to things that grow from the ground. So Tosfot has to say that we're going alibad, the shittat of Rabbi Yehuda, that holds, yesh disha shelo begidu de karka. But in Ikrim, according to the shittat, other shittat, you don't even have to come out to this kalahayat business. Just say the reason why it's been mismo, because it's in gidu de karka. Now we go to another case. Amar of Yosef. Halakha can be Mirinos. Okay, halakha falls of Mirinos. He could do that. Guy has a heartache on Shabbat, needs to nurse from the udders of the goat. Mutar. Okay. Tanya, we have a brighter. Nahum ish galya omer. Sinor sha'alubo kashkashim. You have, let's say, a gutter pipe. Top of the roof. Now, what the gutter pipe is, the water collects in it, drains it off the roof, and that's very good. But what happened? Let's say you have a clog now. It's clogged. You have, let's say, debris, grass, and leaves, and stuff like that. So now what's happening? The water can't flow freely through the gutter. What ends up happening? It overflows, ends up going back on the roof, and ends up going into the house. So the guy wants to unclog his gutters on Shabbat. So Gemara says, "Mima'achan biraglo b'tzina'a b'shabbat ve'enu choshesh." He go up to the roof, and he could smash it with his feet. That you just press down with his feet all this debris in order that the water should continue flowing. But do it mitzvah. Don't do it in a public fashion, I guess, whatever that means, in a private way without making too much noise. And you don't have to worry about it. Now, what's the issue over here? The issue is your mitakin. You're fixing. Mm-hmm. To undo a clog, it's one of the issurim is the mitakin. It's like you're building. So Gemara says, my ta'ama mitakin kil ahariyadu. But you're doing it in a not normal fashion. Normally, how do you mitaken a clog? You take the stuff out, you put your hands. But you're pressing it down with your feet, so you're doing tikkun in the not normal fashion. Umkom peseda, lo gazu barabanan. Place of peseda, the rabbis would not go there. Amar Rabbi Yosef, halakha kenahum ish galya. Halakha follows nahum ish galya. Now, the Tosafot comes on very, very important. Tosafot gives you a klal over here in Marit Ayin. The fourth question is like this. You're telling me what? Do it bitzina'ah. Why do it bitzina'ah? Because I'm concerned, I don't want the marit ayin factor. I don't want people to think I'm going on the roof and doing roof work. So therefore, do it bitzina'ah. But Tosfot quotes a very important halakha that says, anything that's asud mishum marit ayin is asud afilu bihadri hadarim. Once they will say something from Marit Ayin, it's assumed even if he's in a closed door, closed room, nobody watching. Don't make a haluk now if you're in public or not. Assume you Marit Ayin, so what's going on over here? You're coming to tell me, do it bitzina'ah. Why bitzina'ah? Who cares bitzina'ah? Bitzina'ah is like hadri hadarim, it's assumed. So Tosfot gives a rule over here. Tosfot says that's only on an item that is isur melacha deoraita. Which means, but this case over here, even if they see you, all you're doing over here is, the whole item is just the isur d'rabbanan. So therefore, an isur d'rabbanan items that they were sir mishur marit ayin, it's only asur in public. But items that are done bitzina'ah would be permissible. But an item that is like a deoraita item that you're doing it in a certain way, that the rabbis will say, like, Tosfot gives you an example. He says like this, Hainu davka bi'isur melacha deoraita kegon shotchan behama. Which means the case is talking about, let's say a guy taking his clothes over there that got wet, and he's laying them out in the sun in order to dry. Why can't you put it in front of the people? She'im yiru yisbiru shekavsam b'shabbat. Right, because you stop laying them out in front of the sun, the people are going to think, hey, this guy, he did his sudor right, the guy washed his clothes on Shabbat. So therefore we say, what? That's a sud even b'hadre hadarim. Aval ha'achar lo yiru ila melecha kela hariyad. What are they going to see the guy doing? Kicking with his foot. No, it's the most they're going to think he did what is what? Isud Rabbanan. So on Isud Rabbanan, lo gazru b'hadre hadarim. But if the people are going to think he's doing an Isud Deoraita, that's Asur even b'hadre hadarim. The guy, in the case of the laundering, they think, this guy, oh, he laundered on Shabbat. Laundering is Isud Deoraita. You can't even do it b'tzana. But shake it over here, what are they going to, even if they see him, what are they going to say he did? He's kicking down the dirt. What's kicking down the dirt in the debris in a pipe? It's Sud Rabbanan. They know it's Kalah Hariyah. They see he's doing with his foot. So therefore, the worst thing they think is Rabbanan. They weren't all said it. Now, fine. More, we had a statement to be Yeshua Amir Afidu Arba Behamesh Shanim. We said what? That he can, the mother can nurse the child even 4 or 5 years old. Four, we said, for a healthy child, that's the cutoff, and five if he's weak. That, then you had to be Yeshua Amir Afidu Havilato Al Ketefav. Rabbi Yeshua is in a different place. The mother could nurse. And even if his knapsack is on his back, which means the kid already is going to school already, the kid can nurse. He has his knapsack on his back, which means he's old already. So make up your mind: is it 4 or 5 years old, or is it ketefav habilato al ketefav? Idi v'idi had shiurahu. The Gemara says it's the same shiur, which means it's the same way of saying it. 4 or 5 years old, or even when he has his sack on his back. Amar of Yosef halacha, can be Yeshua. Halacha indeed follows to be Yeshua. Gemara continues. Bireish lachar eslim varba. So we learned in the Gemara that if a child was Poresh after 24 months of nursing, and if he goes back, so then already it's no good. It's Asur. It's like considered Yonek Sheket. It's considered that he's nursing from a Sheket, which means not as forbidden. So the Gemara says Vechama, which means how long is considered an interruption? How long is considered stopping to nurse the break? So Amar of Yehuda bar Habiba Amar Shmuel Shlosha Yamin. Okay, 3 days. 3 days meet late, meaning 72 hours. Ika de Amre Tani of Yehuda bar Habiba Kemed Shmuel Shlosha Yamin. So again, we have a brayta to support that it is indeed 3 days. Tanu Rabbanan Mineket Shemet Bada Betok Eslim Varba Chodesh. Let's say a lady was nursing a baby, and it's within 24 months, and then her husband died. Harezu lo titares velo tinaser. She should not get engaged to somebody else, nor should she get married to somebody else. Ad yasim varba'a chodesh, until 24 months pass, the logic is because if she gets married before 24 months to somebody else, she might get pregnant from the second guy. Now, once she gets pregnant, the milk dries up, and now this new husband is not going to want to support a son from a different husband, and then the child is going to become misukan. And he's going to die. So therefore they say, wait for 24 months till he's weaned, and then she can get married. That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Yehuda Matir. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's mutar to get married. Bishmona asar chodesh. Only after 18 months. So we have a machlok between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. What is the cutoff point? Rabbi Meir says 24 months, and Rabbi Yehuda says the time is 18 months. And we'll see in the Gemara. As she says, "Dayo l'tinok l'inak mekach." This is enough. 18 months is enough for him to nurse. Amar Rabbi Natan bar Yosef, "Hen hen devre bet Shammai, hen hen devre bet Hillel." These opinions that we just quoted between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are actually the same opinions of Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel. Shbet Shammai omrim 24 chodesh. Bet Shammai says 24 months. Or Bet Hillel omrim 18 chodesh. Good. So you see, 24 and 18 is also machlokes Bet Shammai Bet Hillel. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel, "Ani achriya." Now that word achriya is really out of place. Really should be ani afarish. I will explain. That's the Masorat Hashas changes that. Ani afarish. I will explain the mahluk. The devrei omir yasim arba chodesh. According to the opinion that says she can't get married until after 24 months. Muter l'nasir b'yasim v'achat chodesh. Really, the cutoff point is she can get married after 21 months. Why? Because even if she gets pregnant immediately, it takes 3 months for her to lose the milk. So therefore, if it's 24 months, she can start to get married even after
21 months, because you have a 3-month buffer zone over there where she's not going to get lose the milk anyway. The Devnei Omer B'Shuna Asar Chodesh, and the Quranic opinion says 18 months, Mutir Nasib Hamisha Asar Chodesh. So then the cut up will be 15 months, because she still had the 3-month period. Even if she gets pregnant immediately from the second guy, she's not going to lose the milk until after the 3rd month. Lefi She'en Ahalav Ne'ikar. Because the milk does not become ne'ikar, you want to say it putrid or spoiled or weak. Anyway, it's not until after 3 months. Anyway, so therefore you have no problem. Amar Ula, halakha could be Yehuda. The halakha follows could be Yehuda. It says what? The cutoff point is 18 months till she can get married. Amar Urba, li hitir Rabbi Hanina laset dar hamisha asar chodesh. Does the rabbi was matin me based on the Yehuda that says 18 months? He took also the kula of the rabbi of Rabban Gamliel, the Rabban Gamliel, that said what? Could even go 3 months earlier, which is 15 months, because even if she gets pregnant, the milk is not going to stop until 3 months later. The Gemara says, a story. Ariseh d'abaye atal kameh d'abaye. Ariseh is like the sharecropper. Sharecropper of Abaye came in front of Abaye with a question. Amar le mau li ares b'hamisha asar chodesh. So here's a question like this. Is it permissible to get married within after 15 months? Which means you have a case over here where Aminekit, right? She was nursing a child. The husband died. So the guy's asking a question. She wants to get married. Not married. Engaged. Now, the Kavara, engaged is much simpler, because engaged, nothing can happen when they're engaged. There's no bi'ah when they're engaged. The milk's not going to stop when they're engaged. So they came along and asked the rabbi, can you get engaged after 15 months? So he came along, and he calculated a heter. How? First of all, let's go to the sources. You have a mahlok to be mir v'bi Yehuda. Is it 18 months or 24 months? Well, in that mahlok, halakha can be Yehuda. Halakha follows to be Yehuda that it's 18 months. Ve'od, v'chamay v'telel, halakha ke v'telel. Now we also had a mahlok v'chamay v'telel, the same argument, 24-18, and halakha follows v'telel, that's what it's 18. Ve'amar ula, and already we have ula, statements in halakha can be Yehuda. Good. Ve'amar mur'ugba li hetir Rabbi Hanina l'asetar 15 chodesh. And already we have a story of Rabbi Hanina that was matir for a lady to get married, not engaged, married after 15 months. So therefore, koshiken de'atli ares. All the boss, you're asking only for erusin. So he methodically proved why the halakha should say it's mutar for you to get engaged or for the minikah to get engaged after already 15 months. Ki atal kemed Rabbi Yosef. So when he came in front of Rabbi Yosef to ask the question, Abaye came to Rabbi Yosef, I guess it was his rabbi, so he told him what happened. He said, I was matir them to get engaged after 15 months. Amar le, so Rabbi Yosef tells him, you made a mistake. Rav Ushmael, the Amrit Arvayu. What do you mean? Rav Ushmael both said, Siricha Lamtin Islim Varba'a Chodesh. It's 24 months. Chutz miyom shenoladbo, not including the day that the child was born. The chutz miyom shenitarsabo, and not including the day of the engagement, which means it's 24 months to get engaged. So therefore, that's Rav Shmuel's opinion, which means Rav Yosef was telling him, you made a mistake. We don't posek like what you thought. We posek like Rav Shmuel, that it is indeed asur. Rahat batret lata parse. So Abaye ran after the Aris, the 23 parsaot, to try to catch him, to tell him that he made a mistake in the halakha. The amri la parsa behala. And some say, no, he ran one parsa in sand, which is difficult to run in the sand, but he ran to try to catch up to him. The lo adreche. But he wasn't able to catch up to him. So therefore, he really told him the wrong halakha, and he wasn't able to rescind it. Amar Abaye, hay milta da amur banan. He says, now we understand what the rabbi said. Afilu bi'ata bichutha. Even such a simple question, if somebody comes along and asks you, are you allowed to have an egg with kutah, with yogurt? Which is, the assumption is maybe the egg is considered meat of some sort. Now everybody knows that an egg is considered pav. It's not considered milk, it's not considered meat after it's developed. So therefore, even such a simple question, if somebody comes and asks you, are you allowed to put bi'ata, the egg, in the kutah? Lo lishri inish bimkom rabbeh. Do not say mutar in front of your rabbi. Why? Because the Gemara gives a new reason over here. Why should even such a simple thing? Anyway, it's such an elephant. Everybody knows bi'ata bi'kotah. That's the classic example when somebody wants to say in halakha that it's an easy question. They say, well, this is bi'ata bi'kotah. This is a simple question. So the rabbi Abaye comes and now you taught me a lesson that even something that's like bi'ata bi'kotah, a student should not matir in front of his rabbi. Why? Lo mishum de me'azeh kafikiruta. Not because it looks like a chutzpah, because when you're in front of the rabbi, and when it comes to halakha, you lose your si'ata d'shmaya, which means you're not going to have divine assistance. Which means, what happened to me, Abba Yosef? I was in front of Rabbi Yosef, and he was in the same town, and the guy came and asked a question. It wasn't chutzpah, wasn't doing it in an arrogant way, but what? I made a mistake. Why? Because when you're in front of your rabbi, they take away the si'ata d'shmaya when it comes to being posek halakot, lo has to yamilta. That she says, shiurek halakha. Tosfot comes along and says, which means nafkamina. Let's say the rabbi is mochel the student. The rabbi comes and says, I'm mochel, you can say the halakha. Doesn't matter. The si'ata d'shmaya factor is not up to the rabbi. Even if he's mochel, it's not an inyan of chutzpah. So the rabbi says, now we see what the rabbi said, that you shouldn't say halakha for the rabbi. Lememra. Gemara says, "Dea ana haba gamin nale lehad Rav Shmuel," and he's coming on to say, "I knew Rav Shmuel. I learned that from Rav Yosef. He taught me Rav Shmuel's ruling that it's 24 months for engagement." Afilo achi lo mistayali mental lememar. I forgot it. It slipped my mind. So if you see, I lost the siyata d'shmaya. Taru lebanan natna bina leminiket, which is, let's say, a lady, she gave her son over to a wet nurse. Okay, to nurse. Oh, gemalato, she weaned him from nursing. Oh, met. Oh, but the child died. Muteret linase miyad. So in all these cases, permissible to marry immediately. Now let's analyze it. Go after the reason. The whole reason is what? Because they're the child, right? You're going to marry early, then she's going to get pregnant, and the child's not going to have milk, and the other guy's not going to want to support the child. But in the case where the child died, for example, none of this applies. She can get married immediately. This is what's the issue, which means you have to wait 3 months, let's say. You have hana or something like that. But let's say the child has a wet nurse. So what's the difference? The wet nurse is nursing. Well, doesn't affect the lady. Or let's say she weaned him. So in all these cases over there, the logic doesn't apply. Therefore, it says mutar linase miyad. It's permissible to get married immediately. The papa v'ravuna bered Rav Yoshua savur le'mi'amat ufda ki'ay matnida. So the rabbis, they said, okay, we have the braita. We want to follow the halacha like this braita. Tell the lady get married right away. She was in one of these situations over here. So comes the Gemara and says, Amra lehu ha'isavta. So the older lady, she came along and said, bedidi ava ufda. What do you mean? To me, happened the story, which was I was. She had a case over here. Well, let's say her child died. The asar lid of Nachman. And Rav Nachman said, you still got to wait the 24 months. So therefore, even though you had this brightness, but for halakha, Rav Nachman was not being lenient. Ini, what are you talking about? We have a contradiction. V'amar Rav Nachman, shara lihu lebeiresh giluta. We have a story with Rav Nachman that he allowed, there was a family in the Resh Geluta that this happened to, and which means they had a wet nurse. And they came to the rabbis, and Rav Nachman, they said, listen, we have a wet nurse, the husband died, can she get married immediately? The rabbi said, yes. So you see, Rav Nachman holds that when the reason doesn't apply, it's permissible to get married immediately. So how can you tell me Rav Nachman is all said? The Gemara says, well, hey, Shani Beresh Geluta Delo Hadar Bihum. Resh Geluta is different, because the nurse is not going to quit. Generally speaking, by a regular person, the nurse quits. So therefore, even if you have a wet nurse nursing the baby, it's no guarantee she's going to be working for you tomorrow. She'll come along and say, hey, I got a better job, I'm leaving. So therefore, now what? Now you got married, now the child's going to be without milk. They're powerful. It's a powerful family. It's a family of the controlling family. So therefore, what? She's scared to say, I'm going to quit. So therefore, when there's a wet nurse, you can assume she's going to say, that's why they were matir. So just because she was matir for the Resh Geluta, there's no indication that he would matir for regular people. That's why it says, de lo hadar bihu. The nurse will not retract. The nurse will not rescind from her position. Amar lura pape v'atun. Lotus perua mea de tanya, which means you don't hold this halakha, which means that you said Rav Nachman said it's asur, right? Well, you need Rav Nachman to tell you it's asur. We have a Befirus Braita that also says from a different place that it's asur. Why? What's the Braita? Mea de tanya. Aresh aita redufa lilech lebet abia. Okay, we have a case. You have a lady that's married, but she's always running back and forth to her father's house. She's always by her father's house, which means she doesn't spend time in the house with her husband, meaning for her husband to get her pregnant. She's always running back home to her father's house. Or shayala ka'as bebet bala. Or they were angry. Angry bebet bala, so therefore there was no tashmish between the husband and the wife. Or shayala bala habut bebet asurim. Or the husband, let's say, was in jail. Or shayalach bala metayam. Or he was constantly overseas. Or shayala bala zakin. Oh, he's old, cannot have children. Oh, chole. Oh, shaita akara. Oh, she cannot have children for certain reasons. She's akara, zekena, ailonit. She has a condition where she cannot have the children. Viketana, or she's a minor and she cannot have children, mapelet, or let's say she just has miscarriages always. Ahar mitat ba'la, which means that she had a miscarriage after the death of her husband. Okay? So therefore you know for sure that she's not pregnant. Or let's say she's not uyalilid because let's say she took out her ovaries. She did like an operation of such a sort. Kulan sirichot namtin shloshah chodashim devirvi meir. They still have to wait the 3 months of Havhanah if they want to get married, even though it doesn't apply. Lady, her husband was in jail. You know she didn't have tashmish for the whole time he was in jail with the husband. He dies in jail. The chavurah, she's permissible to get married. The whole reason why you have to wait 3 months is what? Maybe she's pregnant from the husband, and now you're not going to know if she gets pregnant right away from the next guy. You're not going to know exactly who the child belongs to. But in these cases over here, nothing applies. And still, as the Bimi here say, you got to wait the 3 months. It's almost as if what? Lo pilug. When the rabbis gave the 3 month rule applies conclusively. Ah, Rabbi Yosef matid li ares v'linase miyad. And Rabbi Yosef comes up and says, nah, mutar to get engaged and to get married right away. Why? Go after the reason. The whole reason is, who's the baby? In this case, where you know where the baby's from. So comes the Gemara and says, v'amar av d'ahman, amar shul halakha, k'rabbi meir, b'gzerotav. Oh, and Rav Nachman says, we're going to go like Rabbi Meir when it comes to his gezerot. So therefore, what do you see Rav Nachman's logic is? That even though the reason doesn't apply, the rule is the rule. The rule, the 3 month rule applies. So similarly, the 24 month rule is the rule. Which means, even though it doesn't apply, which means there's a wet nurse, the baby died, or the baby was weaned, doesn't matter. Which means you know already from this braita that Rav Nachman himself goes with the lo pilug rule. When the rabbis make the gezerah, it's conclusive. Whether the reason applies, it doesn't apply. So Amar le, so he told. So he said, what did you have to tell me from a story of Rav Nachman? We have clearly a braita, and we have Rav Nachman's statement on the braita that says halacha can it be meir? So comes the Gemara and says Amar le lava dachtin. So you're right. I didn't know that braita. If I would have known that braita, I don't have to make stories. I can just tell you, we know Rav Nachman's opinion. He's mahmir, regardless. Vilcheta. So Gemara comes out with a halakha. Net mutar. Oh, if the child died, mutar for to get married right away. Gemalato asur. But if she weaned them, so then already it's going to be asur. That she's the Gemara says more barav ashe amar afilu met name asur. Now the reason is like this. The first logic is gemalatu asur because you're worried that the lady's going to wean him. She wants to get married now. So what is she going to do? She'll wean the child. The child's not ready to be weaned. She's going to wean the child in order so she can get married. Now we don't suspect she's going to kill the child in order to get married. So therefore met. Gimalato, if she's weaned, no good. Because she hoshesh that the lady's going to do it on purpose. Now the next shita says, Mor Barav Asher says, Afilu metna me'asur. Why? Dilma katlale ve'azla umin seba. Because he says, no. The lady will go kill the baby in order to go get married. So that's why even met is going to be asur. So the Gemara says, Hava uvda v'hanakte. And there was a story where a lady choked a child in order to go get married to somebody else. The Gemara says, no, relax. There was no story like that. Wasn't the story. Vilahi. That's not what happened. Hayi shota havai.
Of course.
That was a shota. The lady was crazy. She was insane. Delo avde neshed dehankan benayu. Which means a lady is not going to strangle a child if she has her brains. Ella, you must say what? That she was a shota. Don't get an ayah from that episode over there of this lady. And therefore, you have no proof to your shita. Tarabanan hare shenatnu la ben lanik. But let's say you have a wet nurse. Okay, so the wet nurse is nursing somebody's baby, and they give netula ben lanik. Hare ze lo tanik emo. She should not nurse another child while she took this job. She's nursing somebody, you know, she's nursing A. She should not now take a child from B and nurse simultaneously. Furthermore, velo bena, not her own child, velo ben haberta, doesn't matter who the child is. Whether it's her child or somebody else's child. Now, paska kema. Now, let's say the family that hired the wet nurse, they were posek to her little mizonot. Meaning, they could give her money to feed herself. She cannot rely on eating a little. She has to eat a lot in order that the milk will become produced. And she should not eat things
that are detrimental for the milk. That's our obligations. So the Gemara says, "Hashta bina amartlo ben havirta mibaya." Well, let's go slow. You told me that this wet nurse, when she's nursing somebody else's child, she cannot nurse her own child. Even you have to tell me, Kosh Shekin, she cannot nurse somebody else's child. If even her own child, you're telling me she can't nurse. Do you have to tell me that she cannot nurse simultaneously, meaning during her job, somebody else's child? Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, yes, it's hadush. Ma'u detema binahu dehayis elave mamsi letafe, which means the hadush is in the son. The son, I'll tell you, it's asur. Why? Because she has mercy on her son. And therefore, what is she going to do? She's going to take from the child that she's supposed to nurse from his milk in order to give it to her son, in order that he has extra milk, in order that he lives, at the expense of the first child. However, but somebody else's child, maybe you could argue, listen, she's not going to take away from her primary milk. If there's extra milk, she'll give it to the other child. So you might have thought that maybe somebody else's child is better, because she has no loyalty like to her own son. The own son, I understand why it's asur, because she'll give up from even the milk that she's supposed to give to this child to give to her son, because she doesn't want her son to get sick. When it comes to ben havirta, maybe I'll say it's permissible, because she's only going to give ben havirta if there's extra. That what? It's also asur. That even ben havirta, she cannot nurse. Paska kim'a. Okay, if let's say they gave her a little food. They posek her a little amount of food. Ochelet arbe. She eats a lot, the Gemara says. It was a mehecha. Where is she eating from? They gave her a little food. Where is she getting a lot of food? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshat Mishela. Meaning she has to go spend her own money and go pay for her own food. Which means that she has to make sure that the milk is good. Not to call, I'm going to be mad-a-hai. The Gemara says she cannot eat things that are detrimental for the milk. So the Gemara says, my ninu, what are these items that are detrimental for the mother's milk? Amar Rav Kana Kegon Kishut.
Hops.
To cause hops?
Yep.
Okay. Now she's causing homdon, which is hops. The haziz?
Green sproutings.
Okay, grain sproutings. That she says that as well. Asabim shel zera tevua. Vedagim ketanim, small fish. The adama.
Earth.
Eating earth. Can they eat earth? Abaye amar afilu kra. Even kra.
Squash.
That's a squash. Vahabusha would be a quince. Rapapa amar afilu kra. Kora, that's like the palm. That she says, Raka gadibadik, that's like the hearts of palm. Right? And the khufra. Khufra is dates, as she says, when they're still small. All these items, not good for the milk. Rapashe amar afilu kamcha. Kamka, that she says, is kuta. That's like that yogurty item. The harsana.
Fish hash.
And that is fish hash. Minayu paske halba. Some of them cause the milk just to stop totally. Minayu akhre halba. And some of them just cause the milk to become weak. And it loses its potency. Amen.